You may have been lucky to have had a three-day weekend with the commemoration of Statehood Day last Friday. The actual Admissions Day event took place on August 21st. We take the time to spotlight an event that will be happening that day and this weekend. We share a couple of short readings from the Founding Documents, Founding Voices, Living History presentation. In this one, James Bright reads from a July 2, 1894 speech by Hawaii patriot Joseph Nawahi.
The house of the government belongs to us as the Kamehameha's built it. We have been ousted by trespassers who entered our house and who are telling us to go and live in a lay stand that they think to build and force us all into. I am telling you, my fellow citizens, we should not agree in the least.
And this is Matthew Kelty reading the words of Alexander Hamilton. In the Federalist Papers, he discusses why the Senate should be a check on the president's nominations.
To what purpose, then, require the cooperation of the Senate? I answer that the necessity of their concurrence would have a powerful, though in general a silent, operation. It would be an excellent check upon a spirit of favoritism in the president, and would tend greatly to prevent the appointment of unfit characters from state prejudice, from family connection, from personal attachment, or from a view to popularity.
Now, the dramatization was born out of a nationwide grant to examine the founding era of this country. Waianae librarian Cheryl Lynch ran with the idea, inspired by dramatizations at Iolani Palace, marking the Onipa'a commemorations called Mai Poina. Now, we sat down recently with Lynch and director Sammy Choi. The words on paper led to the creation of the 18th century Republican Constitution and Government of the United States and the 19th century Constitutional Monarchy of the Kingdom of Hawaii.
I've worked with Gilder Lehrman Institute for American History in the past on other events that they've had or promoted at public libraries. So when this initiative was presented, they contacted me because I had worked with them before and asked me if I was interested. And so I said, sure. You know, they have provided funding for some kind of program. And since it was about history and trying to promote conversation in the community, I remembered going to the Mai Poina things and thought something like that would be awesome about the American history, you know, and using primary documents, because that's a big part of this. They use all primary documents and they've created these readers. Having worked with Sammy and Craig before on a number of things and knowing their expertise in Hawaiian history, I contacted them and asked them if they would help me think through this, because I thought American history is interesting, but the founding era of the Kingdom of Hawaii was basically the same time frame, and I thought comparing those two would be super interesting. So I asked Craig House and Sammy to help me think through it, and that's how we got started. And then we thought maybe some kind of a play. You know, Hamilton's really popular and they talk about that, but I didn't think that would fit the bill. So I knew Sammy would have some good ideas, having gone to Mai Poina.
And so, Sammy, talk about how you took this idea and ran with it.
Well, we had, as Cheryl says, we had meetings with Craig, the three of us, and we decided to commission Victoria Nalani Newbold to write a living history piece, which is similar to Mai Poina in that you have characters costumed as people coming from whatever time period you're choosing, and they discuss what's happening in their lives today. So with this, we have one person from the late 18th century in the United States talking about how the United States founding documents came to be, the Constitution, all the bylaws, Bill of Rights, all of that. And then we have a character from the 19th century in Hawaii talking about the different constitutions. And it's really interesting because you see the vast difference between how these documents originated. In Hawaii, it was a monarchy. So those documents did not come from the people. They were instituted by the sovereign. Whereas in the United States, we, from history classes in high school, we know where those documents came from, and they did not come from a monarch. So we have a comparison going on, and it's a really good reminder of what the two countries' ideals were at the beginning. Because we're living in the 21st century, and things are really different now.
And the first performance will actually fire off on August 21st, which is actual admissions day. So lots of threads in there about politics and, our state and on our country. Talk about that.
Well, actually, the date was just lucky because we're doing it at the high school. And when you are doing programs at the high school, everything is dictated by their class schedule. So we were very, very lucky to have the high school librarian, David Manthai, participate with the library to help bring that programming to the students, because a big part of the funding grant requires that you present this to students. They didn't say what age students, but knowing what the seniors at the high school study, democracy in action and current Hawaiian history, I thought it would be a really good marriage, and I think it's going to be really great for the students and the teachers and everybody that gets the opportunity to see it, whether at the high school or at the library.
And I love the idea of the compare and contrast.
Yes.
The two time frames. Talk about the challenges maybe, when you were doing the research for this.
Well, it was tremendous challenges because I'm not a student of history, whether it's American or Hawaiian. So what I did is use the resources of the people I know, specifically Craig Howells and his relationship with Mrs. Newell, and asked them to help with that. And the results are, I think, enlightening. And I'm very excited to see it. I've read the play many times. I've learned something every time I've read it.
And so talk about the actors, Sammy, how you were able to get this group to put this on.
Well, the two actors are an American male and a Hawaiian male, which I suppose is historically accurate since women were not all that involved in politics at the time. They are necessarily modern actors. The blessing is that they're both trained in theater. So what we've done is go through the text, which coming from 18th century United States can be pretty dense. So we know how to break it down and have it make sense. It's like breaking down Shakespeare verse. The actors have to know exactly what the speaker intends and how the speaker's feeling about what he's saying in order to communicate it to the audience. So yeah, this is a very wordy play. In fact, it's all words. So yeah, that's the challenge, to get to high school students who are coming to see a very wordy play right after lunch.
Okay.
But when we're talking about these pieces of dialogue from the 18th century, you look at, for instance, I want to bring this up, the Alien and Sedition Act of 1798. There, the Federalists were arguing for aliens, immigrants, to be thrown out of the country very, very easily. Whereas the Democratic Republicans were arguing for, no, we want immigrants. And the resonance with what's happening today is amazing and really interesting when you look at people who call themselves Federalists today.
There's a quote by David McCullough, who is on the chair for this Revisiting the Founding Era, and he says that history is the antidote to the hubris of the present. And I thought that's so interesting because there's so much going on in the state right now, and so many of the things that we get a lot of requests for the David Malo book because they want to know what did he say when it comes to the things going on over in Mauna Kea. So I've been rereading that or looking at it for the first time. And so all the primary documents that they've issued for this play, because they're all primary documents, it's interesting to reread them and see what they actually did say.
And so when you worked with Victoria, what were her thoughts about trying to mount this production?
I think it was a challenge because we don't really have action, right? We just have two people presenting material. She also had to digest an enormous amount of source material and then condense it into what will be about a 45-minute show. So I think one of the things that struck her and has struck all of us is, as I said before, the resonance of what people say. For instance, George Washington, when he was giving his farewell address after his two terms, he says, "I have already intimated to you the danger of parties in the state." And he's talking about factionalism within the government and the danger of parties just existing for themselves, not for the good of the people, but just to elevate themselves. And I thought, I didn't know he'd said that. But man, all the way from George Washington to now, the danger of parties becoming so polarized. He was talking about that then. And so, here we are today. So I think for all of us, it's been a long time since we've had civics lessons, right? So it's been a fabulous reminder of where we come from, not just the United States, but of Hawaii as well. Hawaii now has a fairly liberal state constitution. However, it is good to be mindful of the fact that when the first people in Hawaii were trying to set up a new constitution, they were talking about making a more level ground, bringing more equality between the chiefs and the maka'ainana. And yeah, that I found really inspiring.
Now, because this will be staged here on Oahu, I always have to wonder, you know, is there any chance that this would go to the neighbor islands?
I am looking into getting it recorded. So if nothing else, the possibility that we could send it around and we'll see how it goes. If people are really appreciating it, like I am hoping and thinking they will, then maybe we can continue and look for funding to go to the to the neighbor islands, because Hawaii has such a unique perspective on this.
That was Waianae librarian Cheryl Lynch and Sammy Choi talking about an upcoming production entitled Founding Documents, Founding Voices. It'll be performed at Waianae High School on Wednesday. The public performance will be 2 p.m. Saturday at Waianae Library.